In today's Gospel from Luke, we continue to go with Jesus on his final journey to Jerusalem. The journey from Capernaum to Jerusalem is about 100 miles, not very far in terms of distances we travel today. This journey, however, that the disciples are taking in a spiritual sense is much longer, to go from where they were to where they need to be to enter God's kingdom. And that can be the case for us as well. As Jesus takes us on this journey, he teaches us what we need to know to be in God's kingdom. In today's gospel, Jesus gives us three important lessons. Our life doesn't consist of possessions. Our life could be demanded of us at any time. And we are fools if we store up treasure for ourselves but aren't rich in what matters to God. Jesus warns us to guard against greed, wanting much more than we really need, wanting not simply more, but more than others, wanting to accumulate and retain, to pursue power and influence through possessions. Jesus tells us that our life consists of much more than possessions. But that's not the message we hear in our world today. Today's gospel gives us an opportunity to consider and reflect on if and where we might be greedy. Unlike the rich man in today's gospel, who builds bigger barns to store more, we as disciples through baptism are to focus on becoming rich in what matters to God. That means sharing with those in need, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, for example, rather than building bigger barns to hold more of what we have and what we can accumulate. Our life consists of relationships, including our relationship with God. Those relationships are far more important and lasting than possessions. Possessions aren't bad or wrong in and of themselves, but if they're what's most important in our lives, we miss opportunities to experience what really matters. Our life on this earth can end at any time. And if we spend our lives with a focus too much on things of this earth, we miss those opportunities, gifts that God gives to each of us to make a difference in the lives of others, others who are on the journey as well. Jesus tells us through the parable in today's gospel that we're fools if we spend our time and energy emphasizing and accumulating those things not important to God. What is important to God? And how do we today become rich in what matters to God? The disciples wondered. They asked Jesus in John's gospel, what can we do to accomplish the works of God? To do what God wants. To do what matters to God. To which Jesus replied, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. That's a good start in determining what matters to God, that we believe in the one he sent, that we become his disciples. Jesus said that. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. It's what matters. One beautiful reality of the Gospels and the teachings of the church is that they're the roadmap of what Jesus teaches, of what's important to God for us on our journeys. And there's much to learn and consider. Through the Gospels and the teachings of the church, for example, we learn about love and mercy and forgiveness and peace and joy. We learn about what God has given us through his Son and what we are to do with those gifts. We learn from the Gospels, from the one who was sent, that he is the bread of life, the light of the world, the true vine, the good shepherd, that he's the resurrection and the way, that he's truth and life, that he's the gate through which our journey must go. We can learn and consider, for example, what those I am statements that Jesus makes means to us and for us. And there are many more of these types of examples as we would journey through the Gospels and the Church's teachings. We can use these roadmaps throughout the year to check on how we're doing, how rich we might be in what matters to God. The parable in today's gospel about the rich man can be a reminder to us about our attitudes towards possessions. All of what we have is a gift. And of these gifts God has given us, no matter how large or small, whether gifts of time, gifts of talent, or gifts of treasure, and they're all gifts, those gifts God gives to each of us, today's gospel gives us an opportunity to reflect on how much we choose to keep for ourselves, to store in our barns. The foolish approach is to accumulate and possess and protect without regard for others. God's way is about sharing. Sharing those gifts that really aren't owned by us in the first place. That's what stewardship of time, talent, and treasure is all about. The rich man in today's gospel thinks building bigger barns will give him security. But the barns he and we really need to build are those to be filled with what matters to God. The late Cardinal George once said, "The only thing we take with us when we die is what we've given away." We may need to periodically clean out some of what we keep for ourselves, whether it be time, talent, or treasure, to make room for more of what matters to God. Today's gospel challenges us to evaluate our priorities. Remember when that Pharisee tried to test Jesus by asking him, which was the greatest commandment? Jesus responded, "Love God and love neighbor," and that everything flows from that. That's what's important to God. Jesus said it, "Love God and love neighbor, first and foremost." That's our guideline on how we decide to fill our barns, our lives. Love God and love neighbor. As we continue with Mass and leave here today, may we reflect on what we store in our barns, our lives today. May we have the desire and the courage to keep them filled with what matters to God.